Welcome, everybody, to Motivation Monday. It is Monday. It is 12:22.22. And we are on the East Coast, so it's another time someplace else, but no one really cares. And it is time for Jen and I. Oh, I'll introduce myself. I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I wrote The Little Red Book of Selling and The Sales Manifesto. And
I'm Jen Gleckow, founder and author of Sales in a New York Minute. And this is Sell or Die Motivation Monday.
Woo,
welcome.
Woo. What are you going to do today to kick your own ass? That's a real question on the floor.
That's right.
What are you going to do today to get out there and make the sale that matters, make the appointment that matters, make the commitment that matters, and make the money that matters? It's about money matters. And yours matters to you, whether you're buying a cup of Starbucks or you're going to a French restaurant and spending $500 on a bottle of wine.
Glenn, Roger, Wes, Alex, and Rachel, and everyone else joining us. Hey, we're glad you're here. We have an amazing topic today. It's all about, commitment, because last night we made a commitment.
Yep. We decided that we were going to hitch, as it were, our stars to each other's wagon. And we did. And we made it official. There was people in the audience. There was a rabbi there to do the ceremony.
Yeah.
There was flower girls, and there were, it was a party was had by all. Fine food, fine people, fine wine, and moments of magic.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. But before we get into commitment and your commitment about making sales and your commitment to yourself and making more money and all that good stuff, We have a segment called Share This.
Ooh. What are we sharing?
I don't know. What are we sharing, guys?
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more sales leads. Oh, my God.
By the way, this is not Doug today. This is producer Steve.
Steve.
Hi, hello.
Steve. Is this Steve Bob?
It is, the one and only.
Okay, Steve Bob, what's going on?
Cherished guest of the wedding last night.
Didn't you? Yes, you were.
It was great. Great time had by all. But this is our segment about memes that our co-producer Alex put together, of course. And so our first meme here, we got Christopher Walken, and he is saying, "I got a fever, and the only prescription is more sales leads."
Well, you said it way better than we did.
Well, now, if you were wondering, that was not Christopher Walken, was not in the building just now. That was me. So,
all right,
we weren't sure.
Yeah,
are there others?
There's a lot of confusion. I don't want to confuse the diehards.
No, don't worry, we're confused.
Yeah, are there other memes?
Are there other memes? Yes.
Steve Bob, didn't you used to be funny?
No. Now I wish I had my drops.
Yeah. But ching.
Yeah, that's right. Throw the guy, the disembodied voice, under the bus. That's right.
Exactly.
No one can see me. So, by the way, you guys should hit that share button and share this with your friends because these are about to get even funnier.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I've been told.
That is a promise we can't keep. But
all right. So, Steve Bob, what's up next?
Our second one is, looks like Jim Carrey here. I'm not sure what movie this is from, but he said, "But the customer said they would call me back."
Oh, my God. That's actually funny.
That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah. I want that for my PowerPoint.
All right. Great. And what do we have one more? Nada. We do not have
Jim
another
Carrey,
one.
That's an actual picture of Jim Carrey waiting for people to buy his art.
See, you don't need me.
No, you're right. We don't.
No, but we love having you here.
So, yeah, be sure to share those memes, everybody, if you're listening.
Are there any more memes?
Well,
that's the whole thing.
Listen.
Good God.
Co-producer Alex was busy at our wedding last night.
Yeah.
That's right.
Someone heard him say in the background, "Fuck those memes."
Well, the real sharing this week was the sharing of vows.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we
wanted to put that front and center.
We Uber vowed.
Yeah,
I'm trying
too.
To get pull Alex out from under that bus that we just ran him over with.
Yeah.
We will have more memes for you later. But
no, come on. Alex created that segment, and it's freaking awesome. So thank you to Alex.
Even though there's only two of them.
I think they purposely cut it down, actually.
Yeah,
I think that was a purpose thing. Yeah, it was on purpose.
You don't want to.
We don't want to share too many at once.
Well, in comedy though, things come in threes, don't they, Steve Bob?
They do. And seeing as how we don't have a third thing, let's get to our main topic.
All right, let's do it. So, seeing as though we made a major commitment yesterday, we want to know if you're willing to do the same thing in your own lives, and maybe not to someone else, but more importantly, or most importantly, first to yourself. So how committed are you to your success, to your job, to your career, to making more sales, to earning more money? This is, you know, obviously, like, we're all about commitment because
we just made one.
We just made a major one.
Well, and but here's the deal. It was 5 years in the making.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of trials and tribulations in the beginning and in the middle and towards the end.
Well, not but between us, just
no.
like, you
yeah,
know,
well, other people
other
got
people.
Involved. No, but the real deal here is the challenge is to you to look at the commitments that you have made in your life and ask yourself, okay, which ones have I stuck by? Which ones am I avoiding at the moment? And which ones am I deeply involved with that are continuing to bring me some kind of success, whether it's personal or money?
And I want to say something about commitment. And I actually shared this, I think, randomly, unrelated to our wedding and vows and marriage and all that, a couple of weeks ago on my Facebook. But like, when you choose commitment for your goals or whatever you're trying to achieve, then really nothing can stop you. So it's not about, are you able to do this or are you not? It's really a matter of how are you committed? And commitment isn't a scale thing like, well, I'm 80% committed, okay? Commitment is binary. It's either you're committed or you're not. It's like a one or a zero thing. Like, you're either committed, right, or you're not. And so are you committed 100% to your goals and to your success and to your achievement? And really, you're going to follow through. If you're 100% committed, you're going to follow through with your actions. But if you're only not so much committed, maybe 80% committed, then you're not committed. Okay? It's not like a have-see kind of thing. It's either you're committed or you're not.
Yeah. Let's look at your breakfast this morning. You had bacon and eggs.
Well,
your chicken didn't. Was involved. The pig was committed. And that's how you can. That's
just for the record, Nada challenged me to have a, what's it called? A breakfast sandwich from the like local bakery here that they that they make on a homemade croissant with egg and cheese. I added avocado. It was like out of this world.
Wait. I was about to say, we are not going to comport myself to be some sort of bad influence here.
I tried to
help you.
No, you are a bad
influence. You are a bad food
and
influence.
Not only do we acknowledge it,
and we love it.
Yeah, totally love it. The sunflower croissant breakfast is something that I had woofed down for years at their original location on 7th. I got egg, Gruyere cheese, extra Gruyere cheese, and well-done bacon on a croissant. And I'm going to tell you what, it is to die for.
It's out of this world.
I am no longer allowed to have the bacon.
No.
I am no longer allowed to have the croissant.
Yeah.
But I can eat it with my hands if I decide I just want a little bit of egg and a little bit of cheese on top of it.
So let's talk about what happens if you're trying to be committed and then you hit some sort of lull or a sales rut. What do you do? What do you guys do?
The customer stops calling you back. The customer who you thought was a really good friend of yours and you committed a lot of time to and tried to build a relationship with, and all of a sudden they're crickets.
Right.
Because they found somebody else and you didn't realize that they found another lover. They found somebody that was going to treat them better and hold their coat for them and treat them like a queen. So your job is to understand where you are on the commitment level and where your customer is on their commitment level to you. There has to be a meeting of the commitments. It's not just a one-way street. Yeah, I'm really committed to you. And the other guy says, yeah, I know, but not really. I don't really. I'm not digging it. I like you as a friend, but
if you acknowledge to yourself that you're 100% committed and like in the morning, you write it down like I am committed to X, whatever that X may be, then it doesn't really matter if you hit a sales rut or you're in a lull or anything like that, because all you have to do is go back to that sheet of paper where you wrote down what you were committed to. And maybe it's on your vision board. Maybe it's, you know, something. I keep scratching the table, so I'm trying to cuff this up. Okay. So maybe it's something that, like, you know, you put in front of your face every day, like Jeffrey puts his goals in front of his bathroom mirror so that when he brushes his teeth in the morning, he can see his commitments, yeah. what he is committed to achieving. But if it's something you're looking at every day, you've written down that you're committed to it, you're affirming it to yourself in some way that you're committed, then when that thing happens, like, oh shit, you didn't get the sale that you wanted, or the customer didn't call you back, or whatever it may be, you just go back to that foundational thought that you're committed. And then you figure out your next step to get there. Like, don't get in your head like the customer didn't call you back or something didn't happen so that, oh, well, that means now, you know, you're never going to make that goal. No, don't even go there. Just go back to the foundational positive thought that you're committed and figure out how you're going to get there.
I concur. And you have to look at the commitment level and measure the commitment level based on your success right now. What are you really committed to? Are you committed to making your goal so you can just be like everybody else? You're making your sales plan. Or are you committed to exceeding it by double?
Oh, yeah.
And that's genuine commitment to yourself, not to your company, not to your manager, not to your wife, not to your mortgage. You're committed to you first, and then all the other stuff falls into place. Yeah.
I agree. We have some amazing friends here that we want to say hey to. So guys, make sure you're sharing this with your people. We have Mark and Anon and Melissa and Matt, who can't believe we're here the day after our wedding, but we are happy to be here and we are committed to you and your success. We have Roger, who else? Bryce and Ben and Ken Walls. Oh my goodness, so many amazing people. Thank you for saying hey. Yeah. Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
And you know, we have this cool segment right now. It's called Hit the List. So Nada and Steve, let's hit it.
Boy, look at the timing on that. Unbelievable.
All right. Yeah. Well, we're going to hit the list before break, apparently.
So, oh, we have a break. Sorry.
No. This is all good. We're going to hit the list right now for you guys because, you know, the diehards, they don't need a break. They want more content.
No one needs a break.
Well, we're going to have a break right
after. You drink
after
as much Death Wish coffee as we do.
Hit the fucking list, please.
You do not need a break.
We're hitting the list. We're throwing some curses here and there. We're having a good time today on Motivation Monday. This week's list comes courtesy of good friend and three-time guest Anthony Iannarino.
Ooh.
So thank you, Anthony.
I'll text him and let him know he's on today.
This list today is 5 reasons your sales results are suffering. All right. Ooh. So we're going to start number 1.
You suck.
That is actually somehow not on the list. But
yeah, that's on your list.
That might make Jeffrey's list.
That's 5.5.
Exactly. That would be the 5. That would be the 0.5 from Jeffrey's list.
All right.
Today we have 5 reasons your sales results are suffering besides the fact that you suck. Number 1. Not controlling the process.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think of that?
I think it's okay. In other words, what we're trying to do is make sure that the customer or the potential prospective customer understands what your purpose is and how that benefits him or her.
And I think, like, process meaning the sales conversation, that controlling the next step, so knowing when that next appointment is going to be, managing those conversations effectively and efficiently so that you actually have a process, because so many people just jump into it and have no process whatsoever. Mary, who's now on our who's on our team and is now getting into sales, has been working diligently for about 3 weeks to firm up exactly what her process is going to be before she even gets into selling. Okay, so before she even makes that initial outreach, she's busy defining her process, perfecting her process, and it's about to launch this week. So I think that that upfront work to really define what your process is so important.
2.
Number 2. That was good input, guys. Number 2, we got not using the right medium for the outcome. So you rely too heavily on emails, communication form, and your faith has the ability to generate the outcomes you need is not only unfounded, it is reckless. So not using the right medium for the outcome you want.
An occasional short email, maybe a proposal over email, but phone calls, text messages, and face-to-face meetings must prevail.
Did you say proposal?
Jen.
Oh, different kind of proposal.
Yeah, let me do the jokes, man.
No, you know what? I think that people want to use, like, salespeople, diehards, listen. You want to use the communication that you feel most comfortable with.
Yep.
But that may not be the communication that your prospect prefers or feels most comfortable with. Like, for example, if you're selling me something personally, I prefer to text. I hate email. Okay? If you email me something, I'm probably not going to respond and it's going to get lost in my email. Ooh. Okay? But
that's why I've sent you all those emails and you haven't responded to me.
I respond to your emails, honey. Oh. I think.
Okay, cool.
But I hate email. Okay, so if you constantly email me, you're probably going to lose the sale. But if you text me, I'm going to respond right away, unless I'm with a customer or filming Motivation Monday, because that would be rude to my diehards.
So let me share with you what Jen's text is.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, please don't. Yeah, but the point is, you really need to figure out, it's easy, you can just ask, what method of communication your prospect prefers, and then choose their route, not your route.
Perfect.
What's number three, Steve?
Number three, we got fearing the wrong danger. Avoiding conflict or problems or challenges don't tend to improve things. Tiny monsters grow up to be big monsters, and you are always better dispatching them when they are manageable.
I think this is pretty easily defined. Of when do I close? Am I saying the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? And second-guessing yourself to death, and you lose. Mentally, you start losing.
So this is what I love about fear, okay? For so many of you, fear creates an action. Inaction. Let me say that more slowly.
Yeah.
Okay? And so if you don't take action because you're fearful that you're not going to get the response that you want, then by not taking action, you're actually getting the response that you don't want because nothing's happening. Okay, does that make sense?
Say that three times real fast.
Okay, if you do not
no,
take...
No, I get it. Let me...
Okay.
If you don't take the action, you're not going to get any kind
you're
of
you're getting the same exact result that yeah. you're scared of, but it's actually you choosing to not take action, and so you're creating the response that you don't want.
Don't
so just take the freaking
schmuck.
Action, okay? Get over the
Hit
fear.
Hit the send
just
button. Call the person on the phone. Schedule a meeting.
Exactly. Just do it.
Yeah.
And you know what?
No, what?
Wow, we have so, I love this. You guys, this is awesome. Dan, you're
come on,
here.
Come on.
Howard, Brian, this is freaking awesome. Thank
okay,
you guys
great.
For chiming
number
in. Make
four.
Sure you share this out. Number four on the list.
Number four. I'm not afraid to read number four, so I'm manifesting that for
that
myself.
That is great,
number
Steve
four,
Bob.
Not prospecting using a sequence.
What do you mean?
So if you make a call to your dream client in the first quarter of the year, followed by a call in each of the successive quarters, you're not prospecting, you are dabbling.
That's like, let me try. Okay, take five steps back. Let me try again.
Yeah.
No, take five steps back.
So well, would you guys say that this means that you need to have a set sequence in your prospecting?
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Not just a sequence, a value sequence. There
yes.
has to be something that can potentially connect you to that customer in a way where they perceive that you're the right person to answer back or make a connection with.
But when I said Mary, our salesperson, is setting up her whole process, that's part of what she's defining. She's creating her sequence of what the customer journey is going to look like, what all of the outreach is going to look like, and that's what you need to do too.
Right. It sounds like setting manageable goals and tasks that you can hit along the way to ensure that you eventually close the deal.
Yeah,
yes.
But making sure that the customer is engaged as a result of your outreach, or you're wasting your time and your talent.
Exactly.
Exactly.
If there's no engagement after the first shot, that is not the customer's fault. That's yours.
Wait, I love what Bryce just wrote in the comments, and he said it's the triple ripple. 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, every 3 months until they buy or die.
Heck yeah, Bryce. Appreciate that. And we're going to go to our last one
right
now.
Ripple this.
Too little time selling.
Ooh.
There may be nothing more powerful in increasing and improving sales than spending more time selling. If you are not talking to clients, you are not selling.
Jeffrey,
period.
Tell them your stopwatch method.
You have an iPhone or some facsimile. In there is an alarm clock feature with many different buttons you can hit, one of which is a stopwatch. every time you're in front of someone that can say yes to you, you hit the start button. And when you hang the phone up or walk out the door, you hit the stop button and put it into memory. At the end of the day, recall all of the time that you spent in front of someone that can say yes to you. And if you want to double your sales, double the amount of time in front of people that can say yes to you. It is just that simple.
I love it.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, thank you guys. That was our list for the day. We are going to throw to a quick break, and we will be back shortly.
But don't go, because we have something amazing coming up.
That's called a cliffhanger.
The break is funny.
Sorry, we skipped that first break. I was like, what is he telling me to do? Why? No, not a...
How long is this?
Why are we killing the leaves?
I'm Jen Gluck, author of Sales in a New York City. Don't worry about the picture. I'll talk about the picture. You're either going to kick ass or get your ass kicked.
The only difference is coming to our seminar.
Can we keep the leads?
Keep the leads. We can.
Okay.
Coming back to you guys in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And we're back. Isn't that new video so freaking awesome? I love
it. That is a result of editing, creativity, and just damn raw talent.
Way to go, Steve Bob. Yep. Way to go.
Yeah, Steve Bob. He's not funny, but he can edit.
So this is really funny. I said before the break that I don't like email. And so Ken Walls, who has my text, because we're friends, wanted to congratulate us, so he texted me.
Oh, very nice.
So thank you, Ken. I appreciate that. Guys, what are your questions? We are here. We want to help you. We want to answer your questions and your comments. I'm going to scroll through here and see what we've got. Bryce gave a process for leads. I love that. So that's awesome.
Congratulations on your wedding. I know many of you are wedding gift reluctant. I happen to be a size extra large in Ralph Lauren if anyone is by the store.
Bryce says, I need to hire closers, cold traffic via the phone, high ticket coaching. What's the best way to source to find? What's the best sources to find these types?
Go to the people that are your competitor and steal their best guy.
I think that's a good way. You can see what people are posting on LinkedIn. You can create value attraction so that candidates are actually attracted to you and want to come work for you.
I'm telling you, go steal somebody.
I think there's multiple ways around it. And so you can steal someone. But if you don't find someone you want to steal, you can also create value attraction. So by posting the right things and then eventually talking about the fact that you want to hire someone or multiple people and that positions are open, you should be able to create a pipeline of people who are dying to come work for you because you've created that kind of attraction.
I concur.
Let's see what else we've got. What, Jeffrey?
We're going to talk about our list of stuff.
Yeah, our leads.
Yeah.
But we have this promo this week. So today, tomorrow, and the 22nd, the day after tomorrow, we're actually offering our books, Sales in a New York Minute, Sales Manifesto, and Truthful Living by Napoleon Hill and Jeffrey.
Whoa. Alex, all three books for a total
like
of
40 bucks or something.
What's the deal?
Yeah, he says it's
a good deal.
Only 40 bucks.
I actually have the deal with me right now. All three books plus shipping for 40 bucks.
Whoa.
May 20th through 22nd only. And more importantly, all those books are autographed.
That's right. And you know why? We want you to be able to go on your summer vacations and have beach reading. And yesterday,
how
my
much
sister
is shipping? Does anybody know?
It depends on where you live.
Oh.
So yesterday my sister like peeked into my bag and she saw the Jack Canfield book I'm reading and she was like, Jen, why aren't literally like this? Why don't you read fiction books? And I was like, well, how are they going to help
me
grow?
And the answer is because they are.
And I was like, how are they going to help me grow? I don't like fiction books. I mean, I'm sure other people do, but I don't. And we, if you're like me, want you to be able to have your beach reading at an affordable price. And yes, we consider our books beach reading because they're page turners for salespeople, so to speak.
And they can prevent a suntan. If you use SPF 50 there, while you're reading.
Exactly. Oh, there you go. Alex popped that link in there. Thank you, Alex. So just click there. You can get the books. If you already have the books, give your copy away to a colleague, a friend, whoever, and get your signed copy.
Okay.
All right. So now, is it time for the leads? That's our last segment of the day. We're getting the thumbs up from our producers over there.
I think we have a lead in. Jen,
I love that. That's so stinking cool. Okay, so the leads is a segment that we do that like gives us a lead. It gives us some sort of inspiration for the week. What else? How else would you describe it, you guys?
Basically, it's a segment designed to kick your own ass. If you cannot, here to motivate you on this Monday, get you ready for this sales week, get you ready for Memorial Day, because again, you're going to have one day less to work next week because you have next Monday off.
Yeah.
So I love
that. I'm taking off Friday.
Well,
because we're going to the beach.
Yeah. Well, we're working from the beach.
Yeah.
But
that's it. I swear to God. Yeah. You can.
So technically,
Jeffrey,
this
you don't
is
even
your
sit
honeymoon,
in the sun.
Right?
Yeah.
No,
technically, no.
Our honeymoon with his grandkids and kids.
Let me explain something about a honeymoon. We're on a honeymoon every fucking day. And we get to go places that people could only dream of going, and we get to go to that 10 times a year. Leave honeymoon alone.
We're going on a honeymoon, honey.
Yeah, we're fine, yeah. Okay, here, you got a lead or not?
Okay, so this past week, last week, I was at this event for a friend who wrote this book called Starting from Scratch, and we'll pop a link in there for her book. Her name is Shelley Henderson. And basically the concept of the book is that every day you can start from scratch. But she had someone at the event that she was partnering with, and I had no idea who he was because you guys know I'm really not into sports. And his name was Steve Smith.
Correct.
And I send Jeffrey a picture of him. And I'm like, Jeffrey, is this a famous person? Do you know who this is? Anyway, Steve Smith spoke about his foundation. So he's this famous football player. Who is? Do you want to tell
played
people?
Played for the Carolina Panthers, played for the Baltimore Ravens, and is in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and he's in the Hall of Fame. I found out he just got awarded like recently.
Yeah.
He's in the Panthers Hall of Honor. He is not a Hall of Famer.
He will be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Panthers Hall of Honor. There you go.
He's close enough, though.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
He's in my Hall of Fame.
So anyway, he's a really good guy, and he was talking about his foundation that helps battered women and women who are in need because of domestic violence and stuff like that. And he helps them find get shelter and get help, and he has a clinic and all that. And one of the things he mentioned was that anyone can write a check to a foundation, and they'll take your charity, they'll take your checks gratefully.
And appreciate it.
Yeah, very appreciated. But not many people take the time out of their busy days to invest in that foundation and to volunteer for a foundation or a charity. And so he was so grateful. It was his way of saying thank you to all of us who were there. And something about that just really hit home for me, because of his genuineness and his authenticity and just how appreciative he was that we were taking, like, I don't know, an hour out of our day to be at this fundraiser. And so my question to you, and this, it was just really inspiring to me, and to hear his story and why he started this foundation and how he's trying to help these young people and these women. But my question to you is, like, what are you investing your time in that's helping someone else? maybe it's helping yourself, but what are you investing your time in? And we're going to try and get Steve on the show to talk more about his foundation and the work he's doing, because it's really incredible. But what are you taking your time to do every week that could help someone else? And maybe you'll find inspiration in it too, because I came home and I was like on fire. I was so inspired. And so really, yeah, cool. I really was.
He's a good guy. He's a good community guy. He's been involved in the Charlotte community for damn near two decades, and he's just a first-class citizen.
Yeah, so think about that this week and where you can invest your time.
So I'm going to read a couple of things that inspire me from a perspective of commitment. The first one is, commitment is what transforms a promise into reality, and that was said by Abraham Lincoln. Somebody else said, I don't fear commitment, I fear wasting my time, and I have no idea who said that, but it's pretty damn good. And somebody else said, and this is big, most people fail not because of lack of desire, but because of lack of commitment. Oh, by the way, it's Vince Lombardi. But here's the main piece, and I'm not going to reveal the author of this until the end because it will surprise you. Commitment is a big part of what I am and what I believe. How committed are you to winning? How committed are you to being a good friend, being trustworthy, to being successful? How committed are you to being a good father, a good teammate, a good role model? There's a moment every morning when you look in the mirror. Are you committed or are you not?
Ooh.
LeBron James.
You have to face
LeBron
yourself.
LeBron James.
But what he's saying
that.
Is you have to face yourself and the reality of your own commitment, because only you know if you're really committed.
I'm going to leave you with that. This is Motivation Monday.
But hold on. We have a great rundown this week.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
No,
we have
we
amazing
don't.
Episodes.
All right, go.
On tomorrow, we have Jack Canfield, the one and only Jack Canfield. We discuss everything
Mr.
from his
Chicken
decision.
Soup for the Soul himself.
We discuss everything from his decision-making process to, like, literally his overall outlook on life. It was unbelievable.
And by the way, he sold 100 million books. It's Chicken Soup for the Soul, and it's the minor accomplishment of his career.
That's
not the major one.
That's right. And then on Wednesday, we have something about my brand, New York Minute, because, I don't know, the details about this little gem went unknown until now. So you're going to get a special Sell or Die Extra where I sat down with Bob Berg to divulge some of the nuts and bolts behind my brand.
Cool.
New York Minute. And they can help you. And then last on Thursday, it's Sell or Die Classic, where we bring back Jeb Blunt and deep dive into the psychology of sales that is relevant right now.
You got to love Jeb Blunt. If you look at the picture that we have there, that is his bar mitzvah picture, I think. that he likes to use. But I will tell you, there are very few people as insightful about sales and making sales as Jeb Blunt.
That's right.
You need to be there.
All right. Now, if you want to give us a wedding gift, all you need to do share our podcast, Sell or Die, with everyone you know and write us a 5-star review on iTunes. And we will love you forever.
Yeah, we were going to put up one of those things where you tell people what you want. But
a registry?
Yeah,
we just want your 5-star reviews
Walmart,
and your love.
Walmart didn't take the registry. But thank you so much for your loyalty and your commitment to Sell or Die.
That's right.
We have made a huge commitment this week, and it has literally been overwhelming emotionally to be able to share that with you.
Cool. Until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I'm reminding you to be committed to yourself, to get out there and make a sale, even if your ass falls off.